Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the place where I was born. This is the place where I was raised. My mom and dad lived many years here and loved this great state. And I know that Michiganders in this room, we consider you all family. Thank you so much for your help. Room are the people who knocked on the doors and made the calls and went to the polls, and it made an enormous difference. We didn't win by a lot, but we won by enough, and that's all that counts.
There's Mitt Romney commenting on his win in Michigan last night. Romney actually won both contests, a decisive victory in Arizona and a much closer victory in Michigan. So the GOP contest is where we get started in this hour of the Daily Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview from talk radio stations around the country and talk television as well, plus the news that will generate the conversation. In Michigan, Romney won with 41%. Santorum finished second, 38%. Ron Paul was third, got 12% of the vote. And Newt Gingrich got 7% in last position. Over in, down in Arizona, Romney won with 47%. Santorum was second with 27%. Gingrich was third with 16%. And Ron Paul was fourth with 8%. There's also one more race which actually finishes out today. The caucuses in Wyoming. While that isn't going to be finished until later on today, 83% of the vote has already been counted. And Mitt Romney is leading with 41% there. Rick Santorum second with 31%. Paul is third, 21%. And let's see here. Newt Gingrich is fourth, has 7% of the vote cast. After today, there are caucuses in the state of Washington this coming weekend. And then Super Tuesday next week. Caucuses and elections in, Alaska, Idaho, North Dakota, Georgia, Massachusetts, Ohio, Tennessee, Vermont, and Virginia. So during the course of this hour, we'll take your calls at 800-510-8255, pretty much the normal scenario with thoughts about how these people are doing. Your favorite, is Romney your favorite, is Santorum your favorite, is Ron Paul your favorite? Fewer and fewer people say Newt Gingrich is their favorite, and especially if you're in one of the states where the activity was yesterday, whether you're in Michigan, whether you're in Arizona. Maybe you'll want to talk about this from your perspective as to how you're planning on voting in the next week if you're in one of the Super Tuesday states. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. It's Facebook.com/good day. That's how you'll find the action. Mitt Romney talked about what his campaign is all about.
Our campaign, as you know, is about restoring the promise of America. Last week, I unveiled a very bold economic plan that's going to jumpstart the economy, and it's going to get Michiganders back to work. It's going to get Americans more jobs they're crying out for, and we're going to have less debt and smaller government. And I'm going to deliver on more jobs, less debt, and smaller government. We've got to hear that day in and day out. More jobs, less debt, smaller government. You know, There are a lot of people who are saying that if you're running for office, you really can't speak honestly to the American people. Well, we did, and I will. And because this is a decisive moment, I believe this is a time that requires real leadership in our country. Our times are tough. We need leaders who will live with integrity, who have the courage to tell the truth, and have the experience to get our economy back on track. That's the kind of leader I aspire to be. That's the kind of leader I will be if I'm president of the United States. Our campaign is about more than just replacing a president. It's about restoring America's promise from generation to generation. Americans have always known that the future would be brighter and better. Americans have always believed in a tomorrow full of possibility and prosperity. That's what it means to be the land of opportunity. In America, you know that if you work hard, you can build a better life. If you teach your kids the right kind of values and help them make the right choices in life, you know their future will be prosperous and secure. And that deep confidence of a better tomorrow is the basic promise of America. Today, that promise is being threatened by a faltering economy and a failed presidency. 4 years ago, we warned that the presidency was no place for on-the-job training. Well, today we have the economy to prove it, all right? This president, by the way, he likes to remind us that he inherited an economy that was in crisis. But he doesn't like to remind us that he also inherited a Democrat Congress. He had majorities in both the House and the Senate. He was free to pursue any policy he pleased. Did he fix the economy? No. Did he tackle the housing crisis?
No.
Did he get America back to work?
No.
No, instead he put us on a path toward debt and deficits and decline. It's time to get off that path and get back on the path of American prosperity.
Prosperity it is. 800-510-8255. Mitt Romney talking about the campaign. He's won two more of the states, so he's got a number of delegates, many more than Rick Santorum, who here talks about some of his plans.
I'm taking on the big problems that confront this country. The deficit. Huge, expanding, exploding debt in this country. Someone has been an advocate ever since I was in politics for a balanced budget amendment, fought tooth and nail to get it passed, came within one vote, but have never given up trying to fight. We will work to pass a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution, but in the meantime, we will do something that no one else has ever successfully done, but I did. And that is, we will go out and we will end entitlement programs on the federal level, give them back to the states, and cut them dramatically to save money. People said we couldn't do it. We did it. I was the author of welfare reform. Welfare reform, which ended a federal entitlement, cut the program, capped it, gave it back to the states, like we need to do with Medicaid and food stamps and a whole host of other programs that are already run by the state and have no business, according to, remember that document? What's it called? Oh, yes, the U.S. Constitution, that thing, right? We need to get those programs back to the states. We need to save the federal government money, and more importantly, welfare didn't just save money, didn't just cut the rolls, but it saved lives. It put people back to work. It drove people out of poverty. It gave them something that dependency doesn't give. Hope. And that's what America is all about, giving opportunity and hope. All of our economic plan is based on a very simple concept, based on what's worked for America from its very founding. I wave this Constitution at every speech, and I talk about it being the operator's manual of America. It's how America works. It's the how of America. But there's another document equally important, which is the why of America. And that's the Declaration of Independence. And in that declaration is these words: we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. That phrase was the most transformational phrase ever written in a government document. That phrase said that we are going to be a country with limited government, and believing in free people to be able to form families and communities and churches and educational institutions and hospitals and be able to build a great and just society, a free society from the bottom up. That's how America works best, from the bottom up. And that's the solutions that we're going to propose for America, the bottom up.
All right, so there's more from Rick Santorum, and the plebiscite continues. 800-510-8255. In a moment on the countdown, we'll hear from Newt Gingrich.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Facility maintenance pros, ask yourself this question. Self, does managing my facility's inventory drive me crazy? If yourself answered yes, then Granger, the best resource for facility supplies, offers KeepStock, a service that helps take the cost out of managing your inventory. With KeepStock, you'll know exactly what you have, where to find it when you need it, and you can stop all this talking to yourself. To learn more, contact your Granger representative or visit Granger.com/KeepStock. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Fambruary. Wait, what? Franuary? That's not Franuary. No, Fambruary. That's right. Fambruary. However you say it, small businesses, this is your month to make social media work for you. Constant Contact brings you social campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up, it's free. And this month, you could win $1,000 for you and one of your fans. Visit ConstantContact.com today.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open legal residence in the U.S., UK, Canada. Please check email. NC2912 for rules. Visit ConstantContact.com.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, a daily review of the hot hits in talk radio. Here's Newt Gingrich talking about his plan to get the price of gasoline down to $2.50. See if he can get a few votes out of that next Super Tuesday.
I believe we can get gasoline to somewhere between $2 and $2.50 a gallon, and that would be an enormous change. The elites on television and in the newspapers have already been saying, oh, this is impossible. This is, you know, how can Gingrich say this? Well, I would remind you that when Ronald Reagan campaigned on cutting taxes, reducing regulations, encouraging American energy, and encouraging entrepreneurs, they called it voodoo economics. It only happened to create 16 million new jobs while he was president. I believe that we have the capacity. I think North Dakota's proof. I think shale gas is the proof. We have the capacity if you have a president willing to help. And let me point out to you, when you talk about opening up federal land, I just want to say this for the media. We're not talking about Yellowstone. We're not talking about Yosemite. We, the American people, own 69% of Alaska. Alaska is twice the size of Texas. That means you could literally give the environmentalists half of Texas. They could pick the glaciers they like, the polar bear areas, I mean, whatever they like. And they'd have half, 125,000 square miles. That would leave you an area the size of Texas to develop. That's how big the potential is. Now, I try to remind people who are the talking heads on television, who seem to have amnesia, and they don't learn the lessons of history. When I was Speaker of the House, gasoline was $1.13. When Obama was sworn in, gasoline was $1.89. I'm not offering a radical solution. I'm not even trying to get back to a pre-Obama number. I've taken a number that experts in the industry believe would generate more than enough capital to develop more than enough exploration to create the scale of energy we need. And somewhere between $2 and $2.50 a gallon creates that level of that level of entrepreneurship.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company, and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome19.com. IncomeAtHome19.com. That's IncomeAtHome19.com.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Serious business here. I'm Doug Steffen, reviewing the results of the primaries from yesterday, listening to what the latest is from the various the candidates. We've heard from Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney. Now let's hear from Ron Paul.
Of course, our revolution is the American Revolution. You know, we had a pretty good start in this country a few years back, but we've drifted away, and for many years now, for nearly 100 years, I think there's been a lot of forgetting about what the original intent was of the Constitution. I have forgotten what a true republic is all about. That is our goal, is to restore the American public to the American people. You know, they keep asking about winning particular states in this campaign, but guess what? We're still winning a lot of delegates, and that's what counts. You know, and every once in a while they include my name in the polling, and that is always helpful. And just recently there was a pretty good poll out, just yesterday and the day before. It says that we do the best against Obama. Now, winning the primary, of course, is very, very important, but winning the general election also is very, very important. It is our message that appeals to the independents, to the Democrats, and to the Republican base. Because, very simply, it's the message of liberty, and the message of liberty is what we were all about. That means we have individual liberty. We're allowed to lead our lives as we so choose. But, you know, if we have a natural right to our life and our liberties, as Jefferson argued, and we agree with, shouldn't we have the natural right to keep the fruits of our labor? Now, there's a couple ways that they undermine and take the fruits of our labor from us. One is direct taxation, and of course the founders didn't like that. They didn't give us an income tax, so that's why we have to start thinking about 1913 again. That's why we need to repeal the 16th Amendment, for sure. But to have big government, they tax. They had to have the income tax, and then they had to have the borrowing. Unfortunately, Jefferson lost that argument, and the federal government was able to borrow. But there's a limit on borrowing. If they keep borrowing and Congress spends too much money, interest rates go up, and they have to quit. But they had this little gimmick. It was also introduced in 1913, and that is, well, if there's a limit on taxing, because the people will object, and there's a limit to borrowing or interest rates go up, they say, we'll have this new gimmick. What we're going to do is just print the money when we need it. And of course, they... What can I do? Of course... if you want big government, that's what you have. You have high taxes, and you have the borrowing. But eventually, then they have to print the money. And, of course, the founders knew this, understood it, and were cautious about it, warned us against it. And that's why they understood it clearly, because they had runaway inflation with the continental dollar. That is why they put in the Constitution that only gold and silver could be legal tender. There is no authority to print money, and there's no authority to have a Federal Reserve System, a central bank.
All right, so there's Ron Paul with some more of his philosophy. He sounds so smart. He always gets my attention. How about yours? 800-510-8255. Mark in Ohio, where the primary is next week.
I'm also a Ron Paul supporter, and I think that's the only way that Ron really gets to be heard. And also, the other issue is that the party really is splintered. I'm looking at the Tea Party faction, certainly, and then the more liberal sections of the Republican Party. Somebody has to unify this party before we go to the general election, or it's just all over. And I think Ron Paul could do that. I think possibly Romney could do that as well. But I think that they need to have a meeting where they all come and, you know, get in a group hug and all that. And I think a brokered convention is the only way that you spend the time being restored to one another before we go into the fall election.
A brokered convention, the best thing. You agree with that? 800-510-8255. We get some news coverage and more of your calls on the primary when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
When you were a kid, you had all sorts of toys. Toy cars, boats, trucks, entire toy boxes full of fun. Of course, you never really outgrow your toys, do you? It's just that now, instead of a box full, you have a garage full. Cars, trucks, boats, motorcycles, ATVs, and more. As you get older, your love of toys just gets stronger. So protect those toys the best way possible by switching to Allstate. An Allstate agent can help do the switching, paperwork, bundle all your policies together, and even find you a bunch of discounts. So if you love your toys, make sure you protect your toys by making one call to an Allstate agent.
Protect all your toys with Allstate. Find an agent near you at allstate.com today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Master Sergeant Roy Aldridge, Korean prisoner of war, April to September 1953.
I just talked about that on MIA POW Day. To me, that's the prettiest icon in the world. Prettier than any girl you ever want to see. Prettier than my wife. Prettier than my daughters. The flag of the United States of America. Everybody wants to come. And we've all dedicated ourselves today, even our every veteran will die for those colors to keep them flying. It's the prettiest icon in the world, flag of the United States of America.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home.
Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. But it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Coast to coast and border to border around the country and a lot of great radio stations and then around the world at DougStephan.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of what's going on in the world of talk, news talk radio. What's in the news is what's talked about, the so-called political talk radio stations, left and right, and television as well, reviewing what happened in Arizona and in Michigan. Here is reporter Megyn Kelly and Brett Baer talking to Arizona Governor Brewer about Romney's win in her state.
Your reaction to Mitt Romney's win in your state?
Well, it's a big win for Mitt Romney tonight, so we're very, very thrilled that we were able to deliver the state and all our delegate votes to him. I'm just relieved that the people of Arizona realize that Mitt Romney is the right man for this time. And I think that as we move forward through this process, that the rest of the country will see that he is the leader that we need.
He won overwhelmingly with those who are very concerned about illegal immigration and want to see illegal immigrants deported from the country. There has been criticism suggesting that if Mitt Romney becomes the nominee, that stance is not going to help him in a general election. As the governor of that state who finds herself immersed in this battle with our own president on the issue of illegal immigration, what are your thoughts on that issue, Governor?
Well, I think that in Arizona, of course, we're a border state, so it's very, very important to us. But besides that, I think that might be some people's very top priority, but they're also very, very concerned about the economy and jobs, those issues that are facing a whole country. And I think that they realize that Mitt Romney is the man that can beat President Obama. We've had nothing but promises and broken promises from President Obama, and now we are ready for a change.
Governor, thanks for being here. You know, after you get to Super Tuesday, there are still 67% of the delegates left on the table. It does not appear that any of these candidates are going to get out of the race. Do you believe that this continued race on the Republican side hurts the party and eventually hurts the nominee?
Yeah, I do. I think that it's probably not a good thing, but I will tell you that the Romney team, myself included, we're ready for the long haul. And in the end, I think that he will be the victor.
And do you think, Governor, that his position on immigration, which mirrors yours in a number of ways, might hurt him in a general election with independents?
You know, a lot of the pundits have said that, Bill, but the bottom line is that we are a nation of laws. We believe in the rule of law. And I think that any American that believes in our country understands we have to have laws. And that is what Mitt wants to do. He wants the laws enforced. Get our borders secured. You know, it's President Obama that has did nothing to help us down here on the border states. And then we can discuss the issue of how we're really going to solve the problem. And I think that Governor Romney is the man that can do that. He's the right man at the right time, and he's the one that can beat Obama.
You agree with her on that. That's Governor Jan Brewer talking about Mitt Romney being able to beat the current president. 800-510-8255. We'll get to some more of your calls in a few minutes. I want to listen to a little bit more from talk radio and talk television later on in the hour. Obviously, we deal with the price. I shouldn't say obviously, because you wouldn't know that unless I told you where we're going later on in the hour. The price you're paying for gasoline. Man, that's what a conundrum that is. First, though, let's stay with politics and go to the left side of the street. From MSNBC, Rachel Maddow, Chris Matthews, and the Reverend Al Sharpton talk about Rick Santorum's speech that he gave, which had the kind of passion that Romney can't seem to demonstrate.
Rick Santorum giving a speech there with every indication that he's not only continuing his campaign, but moving forward with a real populist inflection, maybe even more so than he has in the past.
We just saw it. We just saw it. If Romney could have given that speech, there would be no problem winning the nomination. We saw the heart of the Republican Party separated from its head. To the extent there are hearts and heads involved here, they are separated. This guy can give a passionate speech, as you were pointing out, I know you're doing your homework there, without a teleprompter.
That's right.
Romney can't do what that guy just did. And that's really important. That means on the stump, he can't turn people on. He can't turn them on after he wins or after he loses. We'll watch him win, give a speech tonight. It'll be a good, competent speech. I may be wrong, but I think he lacks this guy's passion, and I think that's a real loss. Barack Obama can do both. He has a brain, and he has a heart. And he can cause a thrill in the American people because he has both. He can have a vision, and he can have a passion to go with that vision. I don't see it getting together here for the Republicans, and I think it's a real challenge for them. I think that's why this is rocky. And I, by the way, just on a political point, I think Rick Santorum just said I'm carrying this election all the way to Pennsylvania because he's going after Marcellus oil up there. He's going after the gas. He's going to sell this in Oklahoma, as you said off camera.
Yeah.
He's going to sell it in Pennsylvania. He's going to be the minerals candidate up in North Dakota. He's going to sell the fact that he can't maybe win in the big metropolitan, sophisticated suburbs where Romney has the money people. And the country clubbers.
It's
he's going out in rural areas. That's where he's going.
It's hard to come out of a Michigan loss, though, and say, I'm the guy who can win in states that have blue-collar power.
Well, he's going to do it.
Yeah. He's trying. He's pulled the rock right out of his pocket to say he's going to do it. You're looking at
he
Michigan
pulled the rock
governor.
Out of his pocket.
He did. So that's Michigan governor. That's what it was.
He's got
Michigan governor Rick Snyder here speaking. We're expecting, obviously, to be hearing from Mitt Romney, who will speak soon. You are the orator on the stage here with us, Reverend Al. When you saw that Rick Santorum speech, do you feel like that was one of his best ones? Do you feel like it was important?
I felt that it was a very good speech for him. Not as good as Iowa, but I thought it was probably second to Iowa. And but again, I agree with Chris. He's not up against a great orator.
All right, so we've got what you expect from MSNBC, Maddow and Matthews and Sharpton, and their overview of Santorum, not exactly unbiased, as is the same case with what you hear on Fox. So both sides of last night. Let's finish off our roundtable of conversation about the primaries from yesterday by listening to talk host Nick Reed here with a focus on robocalls.
Rick Santorum's campaign has launched robocalls in Michigan urging Democrats to vote for him in the Republican presidential primary. Now, you know the media's been saying for some time here that Democrats really want Santorum in there. That they believe that he would just be slaughtered, that he would have no chance, and that the best chance for Obama to get reelected is for Santorum to get in there. So you look at this, and Santorum, he's doing robocalls, doing the same thing. Urging Democrats, vote for me. Now, Michigan has an open primary system, so voters, this isn't asking anything illegal to be done. Voters are allowed to pull a ballot for either party. They can walk up, and you know, it's like Missouri. They ask you what party, and you tell them, and then they give you that ballot. Santorum's saying, Democrats, go out and vote for me. An automated recording reads the, or it, whenever somebody answers their phone, they hear, that's right, Michigan Democrats can vote in the Republican primary on Tuesday. Why is it so important? Romney supported the bailout for his Wall Street billionaire buddies, but opposed the auto bailouts. That was a slap in the face to every Michigan worker, and we're not going to let Romney get away with it. Now, of course, Romney, he opposed the auto bailouts, but Santorum's point is, look, I opposed him because I'm consistently opposed to bailing anybody out. I'm not a guy that says, well, you're not worthy, but Wall Street is.
All right, so there's Nick Reed talking about the robocalls that Santorum's campaign ran in Michigan to slam Romney and urge Democrats to vote for him instead. Didn't seem to work too well, right? Or maybe it did. That's why he came in as a close second. How do you feel about that? 800-510-8255. All right, so I think we've listened to about as much palaver as we need to set up all of your thoughts. And callers then would be next here on the countdown.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field, staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date, wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes, beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
January, February, March.
Fambruary?
Oh, you might not speak social media, but I do. And my business does too. It's Fambruary, the month that my social media actually started working, thanks to Constant Contact.
So it's email?
No, it's a brand new social media tool. Introducing Social Campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up today at ConstantContact.com and you could win $1,000 for you and a fan.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of the U.S., U.K., Canada, Australia, Baggage, and all. Ends 2912 for rules. Visit ConstantContact.com.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, on the air every day during the week for a couple of hours, on the weekend for three, reviewing over the course of the week the top 10 items as discussed, some of the exciting things that are a part of our normal conversation every day, and certainly what people are doing at the polls and thoughts on what ought to happen here. We get input, as I said, we're around the world at DougStephan.com. So here's a call coming in from Australia. The fellow's name is Tom.
It's quite exciting to watch the Republican primary from all the way over here in Australia. It's quite thrilling, actually. So I've just called in to say that I completely oppose a brokered convention, as it would make the party seem weak to the electorate, therefore decreasing the Republicans' vote. The only way that a candidate can be successfully picked is through the intensive vetting process of the primaries and the caucuses that are having now. A brokered convention would only bolster Obama's position in the election this November. So that's why I'm opposed to a brokered convention.
All right, so there you have input from people who are fascinated with the process and interested because America still is the most important country in the world. 800-510-8255. Your thoughts about various candidates. We take your calls live. Some of them we put on the air as you call in. Some of them we record for use later. And some of the calls come from some of the programs that we monitor, like Greg in Illinois.
Hi. Everybody talks about bringing outsiders into Washington to change them. We've tried that before, and by the time the outsiders wake up, when they hit Washington, their term's over. We need somebody who knows Washington. We need somebody who's not afraid to call both sides out, because both parties are a problem. I think the South's going to ride again, and if America is looking for somebody who's going to take on both sides and get something done inside, it's going to be Newt. Neither side wants him. The Republicans, they know that they lick Newt, they're going to get the same, they're not going to have the same good old boy networks that they've had for the last few decades.
How do people think, with regard to the South, that the South is the most consistent and where you can count on the hardcore Republicans to actually get out and vote, whereas Republicans, I guess the inference is, when they're in other states outside the South, are wishy-washy? You agree with that statement? 800-510-8255. Here's Daniel in Colorado.
Something interesting I was hearing the other day when Obama was talking about how this new agency, that I consider an unconstitutional agency, was going to protect us against all the unscrupulous businesses and what have you. But I think it's funny that the one I find to be the most unscrupulous is the federal government. Where is our ombudsman to protect us against them? I mean, it's ridiculous, this entire debate that the and I'm independent, but I hear the Democrats talking about how bad the Republicans done it, and they're saying, you know, it's not a matter of that it's wrong, it's just your guy has done it too. So, you know, it's wrong is wrong, and if these people don't follow the rules, how long can we let the government continue to use illegal means, legal means to do illegal actions? And this is an example of one of them.
All right, so the rules, that was Eric calling from Florida. Now let's listen to Daniel.
Please come together, our government. Come together and work together, please. As an independent, I just look at both parties fighting back and forth and constantly just blaming each other for what's happened, and they're all to blame. And we're all struggling here trying to pay our bills, and I would agree that this is just another bureaucratic belly of the beast, you know. Please stop spending all of our money. It's hard earned and it's hard taxed. Please.
All right, so there's some pleas to politicians that are looking for your vote. Listen, everybody's got a big stake here, and a lot of people are very passionate. Alan in California about negative advertising.
Obviously, these negative ads advance the agenda of their perpetrators. They have the effect of depressing the overall interest of the electorate in going to the polls and casting a vote. It's fascinating because it's a unique exercise in selling and marketing. You know, these ads attempt to sell an idea or an individual or a combination of both. You do not see comparable behavior, say, from the automobile industry or the breakfast cereal industry or makers of computers. They don't say, hey, don't buy my competitor's product. They will make you stupid, unattractive, and ineffective. You just don't see that kind of approach to the selling of ideas anywhere else but in politics. And it degrades the entire political situation, and it certainly doesn't have information that anybody who thinks about it would use to make a decision as important as how they'll cast their vote.
Interesting, sir. Thank you. Price you're paying for gasoline next in the focus on the countdown.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's the news and comments on the news, opinions on the news, the focus on News Talk Radio. That's what the countdown is all about, that people are speaking, and you can have at it 800-510-8255 with hundreds of stations, millions of visitors, page views galore at DougStephan.com. Kind of a different way of approaching what the issues are. We're happy to have you along. You may not be very happy when you find out what you're going to pay for gasoline today. It seems it's going up every single day. What the heck is going on? Here's the radio host Mitch Henk talking to Bill Watson from Americans for Limited Government about the role the government is playing in this price of gasoline situation.
I remember back in 2008, candidate Obama and Steny Hoyer and other Democrats in Capitol Hill were blaming Bush for the $4 a gallon gas, claiming that his economic policies were responsible and it was taking money out of people's pockets at home. But now we're being told that the president has nothing to do with the price of gas.
Yes.
Where does the truth lie, Bill?
Well, the truth lies, look, in both cases, in 2008 and then again in 10 and again last year and now, gas responds to the strength or weakness of the dollar. And what that means is if there are a whole lot of paper dollars flooding into the system, then the value of each individual dollar is less than it was before. Since all petroleum is denoted in dollars, throughout the entire world you buy and sell oil and gas in dollars. And so when you have flooded the system with massive amounts of liquidity, massive amounts of this new paper, that means you need more pieces of paper to buy the same amount of oil. That's what's happening, and that's why you have people predicting $4.50 and as much as $5 a gallon. I mean, that seems most of the numbers I'm seeing say that we should be looking for somewhere between $4.30 and $4.50 a gallon later on in the summer.
How do you like them apples, folks? 800-510-8255. Let's see, Dory Munson, a radio host, talked about where the blame game ought to be played.
So whose fault is it when the gas prices are sky high? Because there's certain a lot of families, because there are a lot of people, as you just said, Jessica, who don't have any choice. You know, a lot of salespeople, a lot of tradesmen, you know, carpenters, plumbers, people who don't have any choice but fill up their vehicle and get to work. And so whose fault is it? And this shocked me. I found out that according to Democrats, it's the president's fault. So, I mean, this is on Barack Obama. I mean, Rahm Emanuel is one of Barack Obama's, you know, closest confidants, now the mayor of Chicago. Rahm Emanuel says high gas prices are the fault of the president of the United States.
I'll bet you wince when you have to fill up the family car at the gas station, especially knowing that a lot of that money is going straight to countries that don't like us very much. That's why we Democrats are fighting for real energy independence, not more of President Bush's big subsidies for big oil.
Oh, they blamed the president when Bush was the okay. It was Bush's fault when gas prices were $3 a gallon, but when it's $4 a gallon, is it still the president? Harry Reid, Democratic Senator Harry Reid. Is it the president's fault when gas gets too expensive?
On President Bush's watch, American families are earning less today than they did 8 years ago, and that's the truth. Yet paying more than ever for everyday necessities like gasoline.
President Bush's fault when gas was expensive. What is it, Nancy Pelosi? Is it Obama's fault that gas is up over $4 a gallon?
Drivers are paying a heavy price for the Bush administration's failure to enact a comprehensive energy strategy. Mm. This Congress, under the Democratic leadership, is working to make up for years of inaction, taking America in a new direction that helps bring down the cost of gas.
Wait. What about Debbie Wasserman Schultz? She assures us that when gas prices get expensive, it's the fault of the president of the United States.
Since this administration took over in the executive branch, we are now paying more than double for gas than when President Bush first took office.
Hillary Clinton, whose fault is it when gasoline gets expensive?
One of the great indictments that I have of George Bush is that he's injected a strain of fatalism into our country's bloodstream. We can't solve the energy and global warming crisis. That'll wreck the economy. Well, the fact is, if we don't, we are wrecking our economy. What do you think $100 a barrel oil means to our economy?
Amen, sister. When oil gets over $100 a gallon, you better believe I'm with you, Hillary. It's the president's fault.
All right, we wish to thank all those of you who listened and paid close attention to the stories that were making it on the News Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm